Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
Absolutely, and it's always a pleasure. And we're in the midst of the Christina Lu Show. Christina is bringing us up to date on everything going on around the town, and it flies this period because it just, there's so much to
talk about. I know, because
if
there was a video camera on all of the numerous papers and announcements I have in front of me, I think it really sums up how much is going on in North Hempstead.
Today's packet was 46. Yeah. What does that mean, John?
Well, that's 99 less than. I mean, you just got to be quick with the math.
We'll bring a calculator next time. But this weekend, the town is partnering with Pop Earth, which is a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to developing holistic health programs to people with special needs, is what Pop Earth is. So the town's partnering with them, and this Sunday, August 28th, at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center, there's going to be a wellness day. The free event will have all different programs for people with special needs, yoga, there'll be art and music, and a cooking workshop, which I think is wonderful. And it's for children and adults with special needs. So if you or someone in your family, you know, it's definitely, I think, a wonderful day. It's a great array of things that are going there. But space is limited, so please register. Actually, you have to register at the Pop Earth website, which is www.popearth.org, or you can call 516-650-6121. And if you need any of that information, just give 311 a call, and we could definitely put you in touch with that. And I know everyone is waiting for this because it's the Car Fit is coming up, which is a wonderful program that really the registration goes very quick in this program. It's Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You schedule an appointment. It's between 20 and 30 minutes. It's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. And we're doing it in partnership with ARP, AAA, and the American Occupational Therapy Association. It's such a wonderful program. I tried it out, and it's, you know, everyone, I don't know, I don't need it, you know. But there's a 12-point checklist, and there's two CarFit technicians that work within Project Independence Department. And they will sit there and go through the checklist with you and really just make the car fit you, which is great. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, especially as you age, you might have different changes and things, and, you know, your mobility might not be, you know, what it was a couple of years ago. So it's really great and safe, keeps you safe in the car. So it's a wonderful program, and, you know, I'll never forget when I did it, you know, because I was like, oh, fine, I'll just do it. You know, we'll try it out. And what always sticks to me, and I think about this all the time, is that in your rear view mirrors, you're not supposed to see your car. Which was very hard for me because I always needed to see the car for whichever reason.
I know, I agree.
I don't know why, but you just needed to see your car. But the whole fact of matters is, like, you're in your car. So you know that the car is there, but you're supposed to have more visibility of what's, you know, outside of your car. So you really don't want to waste mirror space with your car. And I remember when she showed me, she's like, oh, wait, there's way too much of your car. And now I try to, like, actively do that when I'm adjusting my mirrors to have, you know, a wider range there. So that's just a little fun tip. And there's, you know, they whip out rulers to test, you know, how far you are from the steering wheel. It's a wonderful program, and it's free. So I definitely recommend people check that out. Once again, that's Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, which is great. We have a big parking lot, so you don't have to worry about it being super chaotic or anything. Also coming up is the What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home series. This is with the North Hempstead Building Department, and it's a wonderful program. And we've talked about these programs numerous times, and Lauren Suma and the rest of the building department really make it easier for you to know exactly what you need. I mean, there's permits and certificates, you know, you might need on both things. In order to sell your house, you might need to do it, or to buy a house, you know, depending what it might be. And I think it's a great program because you're able to hear other people's questions that you might not even have thought about within your own home.
And another thing also, from a scamming perspective, you know, people try to sell the house. All of a sudden, somebody comes in and said, you need this. You'll never get a good price for your house. Seniors get nervous. Then they start putting money in, and they're getting robbed. You go to this town-sponsored event, they're going to turn around and say, you don't need that. There's no reason to do this, and maybe you should do something, you know. But you're getting it from somebody you can trust, which is the most important part of this.
And, you know, I actually have to laugh on a little sidebar because I was flipping through my radio channels, and I saw Howard Stern was on, and there was a commercial he was doing for scams. And I think they might be trying to steal Project Independence and you. There was a whole public service announcement about, you know, particularly seniors being scammed. In relation to, you know, contractors coming in and all these things. So,
I heard there's bad blood between Howard Stern and Dan Cox because Dan put that commercial in for a couple of months ago.
I'm glad you reminded me, because I'm going to have to tell Dan that I think, you know, Sirius is trying to take some ideas from WCWP. But, you know, it's definitely an important topic. And, you know, we always talk about these scams as well. And it's certainly dealing with your home is a very popular thing. I mean, there's a whole wide range of them of what people try to do. But this seminar is Thursday, September 29th at the Manhasset Public Library, which is on Onderdonk Avenue in Manhasset. And then there's another one on Tuesday, October 4th at the Hillside Public Library in New Hyde Park. And they're both at 7 p.m. So you can call 311 if you have any questions about that. And that's what's great about the building department, because you could even go to the building department. They also have mobile hours that they do at the Hillside Library and the Manhasset Library as well. So definitely you just check it out. It's worth asking these questions. And I think it's, you know, North Hempstead has this wonderful service. And as a taxpayer and a resident, you should be able to ask these kind of questions. So that is coming up this fall. And if you need more dates, 311-869-6311 for that. The town is also having the doggy pool party, which is always a tale. You know, the end of summer, we know, is here when the doggy pool party happens at Clint G. Martin Park. That's Tuesday, September 6th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It was really last year. I mean, they had there was a lot of people that came to this event, and it's perfect because the pool is closing, so you're able to bring your little doggies with you. And you do not need to own a dog to come. You might just like dogs, so you're more than welcome to come. It is going to be on September 6th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event's free, but you do need to pre-register, so call 311 for that. And they said all attendees must be residents of the New Hyde Park Special Park District, but do not have to be a member of the pool to take advantage of the event.
Oh, okay.
And your dog has to have a license and all that. You know, we don't want any sick dogs coming. But, you know, this is all part of, you know, North Hempstead is, like we say, North Hempstead cares about all different residents of the town, whether it's children, seniors, little doggies. So they certainly cover all their bases. And, you know, a lot of the parks now, we just want to remind people, there's also, you can bring, they're pet friendly.
Everything closes Labor Day weekend, right? All the parks?
I believe
pools.
So, yeah. If they haven't, you know, closed already.
The indoor pools will reopen since they are closed right now for maintenance. Tully. Closed at this point. They clean out the pool, and then they will reopen. They will be in business on the 7th of September.
Okay. Oh, okay, good, perfect. So that, you know, that kind of, so that's good, and came in with some good facts there. But a lot of these parks, you're able to bring your pet. It's North Hempstead Beach Park, the Hempstead Harbor Trail, Mary Jane Davies Green, and Michael J. Tully Park are all pet-friendly, so. And you could see the little doggy bags too, which we think is a great little addition to all these parks. So if you're interested in that, please call 311 and schedule a registration for you and your doggy. The afternoon teas are also resuming at the Landmark on Main Street, which is, you know, we say, especially outside of, you know, just Project Independence, the town has such wonderful facilities that offer great free entertainment for seniors. And this is the Landmark on Main Street, which is in Port Washington, on September 14th at 2 p.m. There's going to be a multimedia presentation, and it's going to be Cary Grant, Prince of Hollywood, presented by Marilyn Carmino. And she's a professional presenter, and she's going to explore the different facets of the charismatic movie star Cary Grant through engaging visuals in this multimedia presentation. There's light refreshments served, too, and it's free. So I think it's definitely a great thing. That's September 14th from 2 p.m. If you are in the area, check out the Landmark on Main Street. And on September 28th, at the Landmark on Main Street at 2 p.m. There's going to be a musical tribute to the golden age of Hollywood. There'll be all different songs from all the different artists that were part of this golden age of Hollywood, and it's just a fun day. And it's, you know, like I said, it's free. It's nice to meet people, and they have tons of programs constantly at the Landmark. So a little shout out to Landmark on Main Street.
They do a tremendous job.
It's a great facility, and like I said, there's so many different programs there too. So that's worth checking out. And on top of all these crazy things, North Hempstead is really about wellness coming up. They are partnered with the American Association of Physicians of Indian Origin. The health and wellness seminars are these free programs they're going to be doing. There was two so far. Coming up will be on Sunday, September 18th, the health seminar at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. That's from 3 to 5 p.m. And at this one, the seminar is going to be on early detection of ovarian cancer, sleep disorders, and caring for diabetic issues, including the feet. So that's going to be on that day. And October 9th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's going to be a walkathon at North Hempstead Beach Park to promote breast cancer awareness. And on Sunday, November 13th, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., there's going to be a seminar on oncology at the Yes We Can Community Center in Newcastle. And I think it's great that they're doing this. I mean, like, really, it's this fall, you could certainly try and get yourself healthier and attend all these things and get some great education.
I agree.
On these wonderful programs.
We have 50 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Actually, one thing I just wanted to throw in, September 17th is the Alzheimer's Walk also.
Yes.
Call 311 for the information there. Yes. But the amount of stuff, and it's only going to get busier. That's one thing, the project, and
there are so many things. I'm on September 17th, the Museum of Interesting Things is happening. Yeah. I mean, it's just that.
And it's kids, not kids, stock.
It's Beach Fees.
Beach
Fees and the Stop Program.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So we
so
got
September
a
17th,
lot of choices here.
No one should be sitting home on September 17th.
Yeah, somebody should be going someplace. But that's it. That's it for this week. This has been a tremendous, informative show. I want to thank our two earlier guests, and of course, the Christina Lu Show was so full of information. I want to thank Dan and Chris, our engineer, who always do great jobs. Everybody, have a great week, and we'll be back here next Friday.